It was cold. So terribly cold. Snow was falling and it was almost dark. Evening came on, the last evening of the year. In the cold and the gloom, a poor little girl, bareheaded and barefoot, was walking through the streets. In her old apron she carried several packages of matches, and she held a box of them in her hand. No one had bought any from her all day long, and no one had given her a single farthing. Shivering with cold and hunger, she crept along, a picture of misery. Poor little girl. Snowflakes settled on her long fair hair, which hung in pretty curls over her neck. She gave no thought to that now. In all the windows, lights were shining, and there was a wonderful smell of roast goose, for it was New Year's Eve. Yes, she thought of that. In a corner, she sat down and drew up her feet under her. She was getting colder and colder, but did not dare to go home, for she had sold no matches, nor earned a single farthing, and her father would surely beat her. Her hands were almost numb with cold. Oh, a match might afford her a world of comfort if she only dared take a single one out of the bundle, draw it against the wall, and warm her fingers by it. She drew one out. Rich, how it blazed, how it burnt! It was a warm, bright flame like a candle as she held her hands over it. It was a wonderful light. It seemed really to the little maiden as though she were sitting before a large iron stove with burnished brass feet and a brass ornament on top. The fire burned with such a blessed influence. It warmed so delightfully. How wonderfully the fire burned! How comfortable it was! The little girl stretched out her feet to warm them too, but the small flame went out. The stove vanished. She had only the remains of the burnt-out match in her hand.